Hi, and welcome to Open Office Doc Talk. My name is Marcia Wilbur, and I will be presenting a short journey towards documentation. Originally, this was scheduled as a meeting. Due to the virtual nature of the conference, this is now a presentation, which is very useful. And please share the information with anyone who might be interested in participating with Open Office in a documentation role. This talk will cover how to join the different roles, documentation development lifecycle, documentation-driven development, and other items relevant to writing. My name is Marcia Wilbur. I've been in the community like 20 years. I've been a technical writer, senior technical writer, co-author, co-developer for like 20 some odd years. Right out of college, I wrote Linux Essentials using man pages, and that was in cooperation with CompTIA for universities worldwide. I've written a few other guides. I've been doing AIoT development with like speech and vision, computer vision, as well as small board computers like BeagleBone, Raspberry Pi. And I'm also a developer advocate because I am a developer. I, you know, advocate for my peers and myself. I'm also a technical journalist, and sometimes I come across things that are interesting to the public, do a little investigation, find out what's going on, and then report it to various media sources. So, to begin, Open Office is an amazing group. It's really a great project, and I really enjoy working with the Open Office team, both developers and documentation. So, some of the needs that we have are graphics, writing, editing, and test. With graphics, if you are graphically inclined, please contribute infographics or put your skills to work with creating icons or editing some of the screen captures. For example, about 15 years ago, internationally recognized that the color red is not really conducive to technical documentation, but really should be used in cases of warnings or emergencies. A lot of places still don't adhere to this standard. However, it's not like an enforceable compliance issue. It's just a matter of red does stick out and it does, you know, emphasize, but really in documentation for software, another color could be used. At any rate, we could use some good graphics to express, you know, like what is the phrase, you know, picture's worth a thousand words. So we don't need a 400-page get started guide. We just need a few good images. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. I like to have a library of assets when I work on a project or with a team. So, you know, this would be something good. And I know that they're discussing using their Gitbox, and this could be a good place for it, or maybe the wiki, somewhere accessible to anyone working on documentation. You know, like you want to do a note, there's an icon for note, right? You know, and making our icons a little more current as the documentation may have some older icons, you know, anything is appreciated, right? So writing and editing is, of course, really essential right now as we are gearing up and creating documentation for OpenOffice 4.1x. And the older documentation is how could I say? It's useful for some people. However, what we're really trying to do is isolate the different operating systems so that the GNU/Linux user doesn't need to read through Mac and Windows information.